non-topic, as in the topic of astrology, or as in...
Well, if you want to go there, but non-topic meaning not referring to the order of interpretation of dashas in the chapter we're working on.
Okay.
Like how to tell if somebody is sociopathic or, you know, something of that nature.
I have an easy one. Does MKS apply like for every division?
That sociopathic question, too, if you want to answer that one after you answer Caroline.
Say what?
I like the sociopathic question, too, if you want to answer that one after you answer Caroline.
I'm good with your question.
Does MKS apply for every division?
Only relative to the division. So
okay.
If it's in the D10, it only applies to that karaka in the realm of work. If it's in the D9, it only applies to relationship and marriage and that signification towards it.
Okay.
So once you take it there, you got to be very specific.
Okay.
You don't want to overgeneralize.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Marna Karga, Sun of Planets, and the Navamsha are harsh. And when you're doing a Muhurta, the pick a time,
mm-hmm.
you want to avoid Marna Karga, Sun of Planets, and the Navamsha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm. So, when we look at health in the body, what are the three main things that are causing... What are the three main factors we're looking at? Health in the body, Parul.
The lagna.
Not in the chart. When we look at a body from an Ayurvedic perspective, what are the three main things?
Oh, mind, body, and spirit.
Those are the three bodies, but just on the physical level.
Diet, exercise, nutrition.
Diet, exercise, and nutrition.
Oh, the doshas.
The doshas,
oh, so
yeah.
Sorry. So obvious.
So we're looking at vata, pitta, kapha. Now, when we look at the mind, what are the doshas of the mind?
Rajas, tamas, and sattva.
I'm sorry.
What? Yes, rajas, tamas, and sattva. So mental health is defined as what?
Cultivation of
sattva
in the mind.
Too complex. One word. Mental health has one word.
Balance.
Sattva.
Sattva.
Mental health is sattva. Rajas tamas are mental illness.
Disturbance, vrittis, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm finishing my dinner, and so we're having a random discussion as I can't focus overly when I'm eating my...
Oh. So to see if someone's a psychopath, we look at the condition of their moon.
So we start with health. Is sattva, mental health, right?
Yes.
What gives us sattva?
Sattva.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Being strong.
Nope. Well, what are the sattvic planets?
Sun,
Moon, Jupiter. So the Sun, Moon, Jupiter are the primary factors of mental health. Because they bring sattva, that's health, right?
Mm-hmm.
Real simple. Moon gives attachment issues. You just standard attachment theory. Sun gives identity issues. slash personality disorders.
Sun gives personality.
It's what they call personality disorders in the West. And what about Jupiter?
Ego. Ego. Ego issues.
What issues?
Ego.
Ego. That's Sun.
Jupiter happiness.
What makes us happy?
Right teaching, right following the right dharma.
What makes us follow the right dharma?
Purpose.
Okay. What else?
Doesn't Jupiter give like deep understanding?
Deep understanding?
Which makes us less confused.
That makes us less confused. What about the understanding makes us less confused?
Awareness. True awareness, yeah.
True.
Seeing clearly.
So that clarity comes from Jupiter. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say who's had a car accident recently?
A couple years ago.
You had one a couple years ago. So now, when you had the car accident, what did you make that mean?
From the car accident, don't drive quickly with bald tires on dirt roads. Slowed down a lot.
Bald tires on dirt roads. Yes, that sounds pretty dangerous.
Yeah, it was rushing. So slow down, I suppose, was the...
Now, so the meaning that you made from the accident was slow down. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say, and forgive me, but let's say you get raped. Okay. What's the meaning that you make from that?
Learn how to protect yourself.
Martial arts. It's a much more difficult situation. Mm-hmm. Like, how can you make meaning of that?
Right.
Like, there's a disturbance there. Mm. Like, how do you make a good meaning of such a bad event?
I guess with having this knowledge, I would look into what about myself is putting myself in these vulnerable situations, but like, just, you know, I feel like for a lot of...
What if you were walking home from a musical event and, you know, unbeknownst to you, somebody did something horrible?
Wouldn't that be your karma?
Yeah, be your karma, but is that the meaning you make? Oh, that was my karma.
Yes.
I'm just going to deal with this blood and being beaten, and, you know, it's like... The meaning breaks down.
Yeah.
Like, how do you make meaning of traumatic events? And so, Rahu destroys Jupiter. Mm-hmm. And he destroys Jupiter, that trauma. It's like, how do we make meaning of these terrible traumatic things? And then you get kids that are abused. You get all these, you know... And so this trauma and the inability to digest it, it destroys the sattva of Jupiter. And so when those sattvic planets become compromised, sattva becomes compromised.
So because I have a debilitated sun in the 8th house, so that compromises the sattva of my personality.
That would show more of a personality thing. If you were going to have a disorder in the Western terminology, they would call it a personality disorder. Right?
Personality disorder really implies
borderline personality, narcissism. What are some other personality disorders, Parul?
Personality disorders. personality disorders. Yeah. I don't know, clinical depression, clinical anxiety. That's not cluster B. I can't remember off the top. Maybe bipolar? Would that be personality?
Not normally.
What about the depression and anxiety? Isn't that more of a moon issue?
Mm-hmm.
So that's more a mood disorder.
Exactly, so it's more mood.
Sociopaths
are personality disorders.
Antisocial, psychopathic, people who have the intent, who are like malignant with the intent to harm others or get some sort of kick out of causing financial, physical, spiritual, emotional harm to others.
Horrible, isn't it? But that's the sun.
So that would mean that I do that?
No. The thing is, when that sattva gets disturbed, you see, we have all these things in the chart, right? And like, for example, Sarah has Saturn in the 10th house, right? Now, how is that Saturn going to be expressed? It can be expressed in a really horrible way, or it can be expressed in a really hardworking way. She could be really hardworking, or she could be really destructive in the workplace. And what is determining whether that's going to be a good or a bad thing? So the sattva, or lack of it, is going to determine that.
So if, my son is debilitated, it already lacks that sattva, it's already, in a weak position.
It's lacking a certain level of personality or identity stability. The sattva there is not firm.
And then, go ahead.
Well, go ahead. Let's hear your theory.
And then, being in the 8th house, there's a lot of, crisis around identity, I'm guessing, because, 8th house crisis, and maybe around relationships, because it's in Libra, or partnerships, I guess, because it's in Libra.
Beautiful.
Just guessing, right?
No, it's great.
I don't really know this.
You're putting it all together beautifully. And as you're talking, I'm sitting here opening everybody's chart, so I have it all available. Hopefully I got everybody's. So, let's if we're looking at perules, where'd she go? Did I not open perules? No, I opened pujas, and I...
That's mine up there.
Yeah, that's yours. Do you want to look at your mental disturbances?
Look at my mental disturbance.
Okay, we'll look at Amrita's mental disturbances. She's and so what's going on with the sattva? How strong are those three pillars of sattva in her chart?
In Amrita.
Mm-hmm.
Are we throwing stuff out there?
Yeah.
Should we
go ahead.
Throw stuff out?
Yeah.
Well, the sun's in Pisces, which is Jupiter's sign.
Mm-hmm. So it's got a sattvic foundation.
Mm-hmm. It is being aspected by Saturn and Mars. However.
Being aspected by Saturn and Mars, so it's giving difficulty with identity.
Mm-hmm.
And so sattva is compromised in the realm of identity. Who am I? What's my purpose? Why am I here?
And now, did you say the realm of identity because of the aspect, and then Perul is more because of the sun's?
It's the sun. Perul has the same thing.
Okay. But so it could be either identity or a personality disorder.
They're the same.
Okay.
What, your personality, your identity, who do you think you are, how you're acting.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it can manifest through this variant of love.
What is the I that you believe you are that you're acting from? Who's acting?
Right.
Right now, you're sitting in this room as an astrology student.
Mm-hmm.
But later on tonight, when you go out to party with some friends, like, you're not going to be acting like an astrology student anymore. You're going to be acting like Caroline, the life of the party. So that part of you comes out.
Okay.
Now, you like, so what are the parts that are coming out? And how stable are they? And if there's a part of you that is jealous of so-and-so because their boyfriend takes such good care of them, and this and that and that, and that jealousy is like, you're like, rah! And that part, because your son is not disturbed, you keep that part pretty in control. Okay, I got this jealous part. I'm not gonna, like, rah, 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 and throw that out.
Mm-hmm.
But when that becomes less strong, then that other part that's jealous is gonna jump out and create an issue.
Okay.
But if that identity is strong, it's gonna be regulating all those aspects of yourself,
mm-hmm,
in a healthy way, in a balanced way. It's gonna let the jealousy come out just enough, but not too much. Am I making sense?
Yeah, and the way it manifests in me is that it has to come out, like, whatever it is, like, you know, I guess I cause a lot of, I don't know, you know, there's, I hate to say it, but, like, sort of, like, dramatic, like, I've been accused of making issues where there are none and being, like, overly dramatic about things when, you know, maybe it doesn't need to be and things like that. And if that's indicated by the sun necessarily, but that seems like how it manifests.
It's the lack of the sattva coming from the sun that is letting that out. There's a difference between the sun causing it and then the sun not regulating it.
So it's like the other aspects that are causing it, or the placement, or the other things around are causing it.
It's all the other things in the chart that are causing it. But the sun, because it becomes compromised, is not protecting against the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why does one person decide to eat their neighbor, or Jeffrey Dahmer decides to eat his boyfriends, keep them in the fridge and slowly, you know, eat them for lunch on different days?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jeffrey Dahmer?
They were his boyfriends?
He was a psychopath who would pick up young men, have sex with them, and then eat them afterwards.
Oh,
like,
right. Okay.
So what makes a person do that versus, you know, something else that's, you know, just, there's a woman
versus
that walked...
Versus being a drama queen.
Versus being a drama queen. And, you know, there might be somebody that has the same combinations as Jeffrey Dahmer, but they're not eating their boyfriends. Okay? Because the sattva planets are strong enough to not let these combinations come out in that way.
Cool.
Follow that? So then, if we go to our favorite chart...
Tell me you get Jeffrey Dahmer.
I have Jeffrey Dahmer somewhere. He's such a prime example of evil, you know? Because, like, when you say, what is evil, you just look at his chart and a few of these, like, serial rapists, and then you see what evil looks like.
He's from my hometown.
Where is that?
Milwaukee. Oh, what am I? I'm looking for our favorite chart. Mr. No, I'm in the wrong.
Find some personality stuff.
Humpty Dumpty. In whose?
In Taylor's.
But the key is... Yeah.
Would sun in the first house also be could be a good indication of narcissism as well? Because...
Only if there's a lack of sattva. Only if there's a weakness to the sun. If the sun's in the first house and strong, it makes a wonderful leader.
Confidence. Perfect.
Gives great confidence, yeah. Only when the sattva of that gets destroyed does it give, you know, psychopathology.
But when couldn't it give like self-centeredness? Wouldn't it be a strong indication of self-centeredness and sort of like a me first egocentricity?
But there could be, I mean, if I'm the boss of a company, then everybody does work for me. And I do determine who works for me, and I am in charge of like how things work, then it's okay. If the sun is crushed and not sattvic, and I'm some bum who barely makes enough money and my wife makes more money than me and pays for everything, but I beat her anyway when I come home, and I'm narcissist and I think that, you know, then there's an issue. So there's a healthy and an unhealthy expression. And you gotta get the core is there sattva in the sattva grahas. So now we look at our favorite chart. And Mr. Donald Trump has if we look first at his moon, he has moon aspected by Rahu and Mars. Is the sattva of the moon compromised? Ian, is it possible to put Trump's chart up? Or did the heat kill you? we'll see if he puts that up. All right, so is the sattva of the moon compromised? What's that mean? What's that mean? It's Nietzsche, it's aspected by Rahu, it's aspected by Mars. So does that mean he's emotionally regulating in a healthy way?
No.
No. There's not he's not regulating his emotions in a healthy way. Okay. Next we look at Sun. What's going on with the Sun?
Afflicted by Rahu. Powerful Rahu.
It's afflicted by Rahu? Exalted Rahu, and exalted actually makes it not that bad. But it's with Rahu.
And aspect by Saturn. Or no, it's not, sorry.
Not by Saturn.
My moon is affected by Mars.
So it's on the nodal eclipse line, so it's doing some, it's really digging up the sun and making it more intense. But you guys are missing something real important about the sun.
Yeah, it is.
Not the eclipse, or something more.
Oh, it says Lagna Lord.
It's Rahu's second aspect.
But Rahu's conjunct it, so how's it got a second aspect?
The sun
is at 29.58. I think the chart we're looking at is a little different.
Oh yeah,
no,
it's not the same.
Am I looking
at the wrong chart?
That is
8K. Yeah, that's something's not right about that chart, Ian. June 14th, 1946, 9:51. It's in Arizona? It says Arizona instead of I think he's Jamaica, New York, or something.
There's New York, yeah.
But no, there's something else wrong with that, because can't be June 14th, 1946, 9:51 a.m. I don't know, something's up.
Jamaica, New York is in the middle of that list.
I mean, there's a Rashi aspect from Saturn.
It's still showing Rahu with Moon.
Mm-hmm.
It's Sunday.
It's
Sunday.
It's 29 degrees. 29:50. I mean, like, it's one thing to be 29 degrees, it's another thing to be 29:50.
Yeah.
Right? So it's pretty sunny. which is creating some weakness there. Now, what's the other side?
Sunday?
In the junction.
No. Which planet in the chart you're looking at?
Well, we have two Sunday planets, Saturn and Sun.
Saturn and Sun.
And Jupiter, too. No, isn't Jupiter 29 degrees as well?
Mm-hmm.
24.
Are you? Okay. That chart's wrong. I don't know why.
Yeah,
it seemed to have all the right data, but somehow it was wrong. What's up?
Maybe someone else can screen share it. For some reason, I must have saved wrong when we did it in class.
But now his Jupiter. What's Jupiter represent?
Clarity.
Morals and ethics and.
Not from a psychological perspective.
Jesus.
We just brought it up a minute ago.
Clarity,
which comes from.
Understanding.
How we make sense of things. How we're going to understand it. It's not just understanding, it's how we understand.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, so Grah.
You know, you were driving and you had an accident and you're like, wow, I have to drive safer. You took on that responsibility. What if you're like, they got to fix this road. I can't believe them. this stupid car, like, ah, oh, this dumb, I mean, or you made the meaning that, oh, I was driving to my boyfriend's house and crashed. That means I shouldn't be with him. Or I don't know. What kind of meaning do you make, you know? Somebody gives you a nice compliment. What do you make that mean? Are they being a nice person? Do they like you? Do they want you? Like, how you choose to interpret that is all about you, not about them. So that meaning making. So how's his meaning making functioning?
Like a child, because his Jupiter is in infant stage. It is. It's in the infant degree.
But more important than that aspect, look at the aspects.
And it's debilitated.
Debilitated.
Is it retrograde? I can't see the chart, but I'm assuming it must be retrograde.
It's aspected by Saturn and Rahu.
Hmm.
So all his sattvic planets are afflicted. So he's misinterpreting reality. He's emotionally not regulating. And he's not sure of who he is. And trying to defend his identity. Now, in Western psychology, they might have various names for that. For us, it doesn't matter what those names are. And most of those diagnoses, they change every 10, 20 years. And so it doesn't mean anything. What we care about is where's the sattva? Where's the sattva hurt? And how do we improve the sattva?
So if Trump was your client, what would you focus on fixing first?
His Jupiter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had KT with it.
Let's see. Sun is afflicted. Moon is afflicted. No, but Jupiter makes it out okay. He only has one negative aspect.
It's an endless sign.
Doesn't matter. He's only got one negative aspect.
Come on.
So your Jupiter is saving everything.
Okay. Well, doesn't Mercury help, though?
Mercury doesn't bring sattva.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, Mercury will drive you all over the place and make you nutty.
It takes me to the ninth house. From the 11th.
But mental health.
And it's aspect. Right, okay.
the most important thing for you is to start on that moon. Make the sattva of the moon good. And let's see. If we... look at your boyfriend's chart. See, look at his Jupiter, aspected by Rahu and Saturn. So his meaning making isn't working. Mm-hmm. His moon, it's with Saturn in the eighth house, but there's no other malefic there.
Well,
sun. Mm-hmm. For sattva, sun gives sattva. So it's not hurting us on that level. Mm-hmm. And so it's his Jupiter that's his main issue.
Mm-hmm. That's funny, because I always thought of Jupiter as powerful because it's in its own sign.
For worldly things, totally.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're looking at for mind.
Yeah.
What's causing, you know, mental imbalance? Something happens and he has some weird interpretation of it that's
yeah.
like, no, 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 it's not. Like, reframe here, reframe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and the Rahu is weak. So it's aspected by this, like, debilitating problem.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we got Ravi and Pooja with us, and Ian, could you pop up and share their thing? You guys okay if I start with you?
You want me to share the documents?
Yeah, share. Okay. Who wants to go first, Pooja or Ravi?
Just a second.
Who's raising their hand? Pooja or Ravi? Come on, one of you raise your hand.
Ravi.
All right, Ravi. So Ravi first. And Ian will put it up on the screen for everybody to see in a minute.
I'm forgetting. Which, Ravi, do you have Dan?
Yeah. Wow.
Whoa.
What?
Nice work.
Yes.
All right. So, let me pull up. Where's Dad? Dad. And all right. So. Looking at Dan's chart, we see the following. Rahu Mahadasha. Intrinsic nature means that, and I'm reading this just because Ravi and Pooja, you know, that English is not their first language, and that communication is more difficult for them, so they wrote it out, and we'll just read it so we can all analyze it together. And this means that during the this period, natural characteristics, significations of the planet, during Rahu Mahadasha, there is rarely stability and consistency because of the tamasic nature of Rahu. It's less about the tamasic nature, it's more just Rahu. You know, he's just, Rahu's inconsistent by his own nature. How he's inconsistent, that's tamasic. But extremely unconventional graha, which brings disturbances and can cause trauma. So it delivers more of the fair share of confusion and illusion. Rahu Dasha can bring obsession from worldly endeavors. Rahu governs professions involving dance, music, drama, buffoonery, magic, the theater, doctor of poisons, hunter, snake charmer, and the like. What's a doctor of poisons in modern in this day and age?
Pharmacist or a chemist.
Pharmacist. Maybe? So doctor of poisons is, that's what they used to call it. These days it's just, that's what a pharmacist is. They give you weird poisons, and you take them, and they kill the bacteria. So let's just be clear about that. Yet Rahu Dasha can be great for building success in the outer world, amassing wealth and fortune, and pursuing mundane goals. All right, in short, interest in all foreign and strange things, intense desires and compulsions, loss of direction and morals, discontent and longing, illness and mental disorders, wandering in strange places and searching for the intangible, learning evolutionary lessons in areas in which the native is karmically weak. Dan, how if I just took one or two points from this and said, you know, has life been less consistent since you entered Rahu Mahadasha? It's been 17 years, so it's been quite some time.
Yeah, it's a long time. the Rahu Venus years were rough. I guess it's inconsistent. I don't know.
All right. Modified nature of the planet by placement. When a graha is placed in a particular bhava, its focus and attention is directed to the signification of the bhava. The ruling rashi of that bhava has a say in how the graha is expressing itself. Oh, it's merging here in the picture. Are you getting that, Ian, where it's merging in the... No, yours is showing up right.
A little bit more right.
all right, so important aspects of this birth chart. Let's see if I can... ascendant first house of the birth chart, rising sign is Cancer, Lagna Lord is Moon. Select bhava, sixth house indicates doubt, select a bhava. Why are we selecting that bhava? Because that's where Rahu is, okay. Indicates debt, doubt, delays, the maternal uncle, enemies, digestive tract, healing arts, shows the hard work and service done, life significations, okay. Identify the nature of the bhava, yes. But I want more interpretation, It has the ability to remove things from our life, which Rosamund, okay, there it is in blue. Okay, so your interpretation is in blue. Hard work and service done. Ooh. Rahu is a malefic planet in the sixth house, can give the person the ability to work with chemicals, metals, heavy machinery, or this person may tend to hire 4 employees. Come on. What's it going to do for his digestion? Huh? It's the house of digestion. It's the house of overcoming problems, right? Dushtana Bhava has the ability to remove things from our life. Rahu, as a malefic in the sixth, will make the person a good fighter, but will give him lots of enemies to fight. And so, instead of using the word enemies, let's use the word, it'll give him lots of, what's a better word than enemies?
Conflicts.
It'll give him lots of challenges. Lots of challenges to overcome, right?
Maybe competitors.
Lots of competitors and challenges, but the ability to overcome them. We just, you know, enemies, and it's we want to update our language. Upachaya. Rahu is a malefic planet in the sixth bhava, makes this person more aggressive and can give him the ability to defend his viewpoint. Correct. And all this other stuff you don't have to write. I want that right there. If you need to, just a sentence to explain it. Ruling Rashi is Sagittarius. Rahu is a malefic planet in this sign, creates confusion and lack of understanding relative to faith, spirituality, and moral values. This illusion of Rahu triggers the person to go deeper into the meaning of life, the nature and purpose of faith and value. Rahu in Sagittarius is debilitated, which makes it difficult for Rahu to accomplish its results. Yes. Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing to be difficult to accomplish its effects? Is that good or bad that it's having a hard time, Ravi? Say again?
It's a bad thing.
It's a bad thing because that's a combination that makes him overcome his enemies. So if that gets weak, it means he tries to overcome them, but doesn't, right? So the challenge is, you know, even though the challenges are coming up, because Rahu's there, because it's weak, it means that sometimes he doesn't overcome them. All right. Modified nature of planet by strength. Having benefic aspects, sun from the 12th. Can you talk a little louder?
Something asked about a legendary of a star.
Yes. Rahu is neutral towards Jupiter, 25 degrees, purified by the sun, 23, adult state, sleeping state. Rahu in 6th house will bring unfavorable qualities during this Mahadasha because Rahu is in the 6th house. This person will have to deal with some health problems. Correct. What kind of what kind of health problems? Huh?
Ian, can you scroll a little bit?
All right, number
stencils.
Huh?
Vata and the large intestines.
Which Vata and the large intestines does what?
Rajas? No.
What's Vata and the large intestines do?
Disturbance
of what? Yes. Use your Ayurvedic knowledge. When there's an excess of Vata in the large intestines?
It goes mind-wise, blockage in the mind, and ability to think clearly.
Some problems maybe with the small or large intestines.
Vata imbalances. It's that simple. Vata. It's a Vata planet in the sixth house. There's Vata imbalances. Vata in the large intestines, that's where Vata gets aggravated and goes throughout the whole body. So it's Vata imbalances. It's just that simple. Vata always gets imbalanced in the large intestines first before it goes somewhere. So that's its home base. All right, association in yoga. It's Rahu in the sixth house, not associated with anything. All right. House lordships. What do we got here? Eighth Lord. Jupiter with Mercury in the first house. Sol to Jupiter in the first, friendly sign. Lord of the sixth house, Jupiter, is located in the first house. So Jupiter will give favorable results during the Rahu Mahadasha. This person is competitive, will have great health and strong vitality, and will have a bright analytic mind. He will be very hard worker. Let's see, do you go into the fact of, I want to know the house lordship of Rahu himself. Saturn and even sign, Rahu in the sixth house, lords over Aquarius, which is eighth lord. Okay, this is more important here when we're analyzing the Dasha lord. Is who is the Dasha lord? Who is the Dasha? Which houses is the Dasha lord ruling? Not as much, and of course, what you said with Jupiter gone to the first, that's true, but that's always true. That doesn't get more turned on in the Dasha, because that's when in Jupiter Dasha, that's going to have a bigger impact. So, but the fact that Rahu is the eighth lord, that's what you really want to pay attention to in this number six, okay? So the eighth house significations will become predominating during this dasha, correct. The dasha, the lord of the eighth house, gives these results. Loss of wealth, death, danger. Rahu owns only the house, which is the eighth house, so it will give the general result of the eighth lord only. And we don't need to look at Saturn. We're just looking at Rahu because it's Rahu Mahadasha. Okay? For Aquarius. So just the fact 8th house Lord is activated. And it's 8th, so Saturn will give favorable results. Okay, we don't need to look at Saturn because we're looking at just at Rahu. So when we do house lordship, it's the Lord of the Dasha. What house does it lord? You know, in Venus Mahadasha, you're just looking what houses are Libra and Taurus. Jupiter Mahadasha, which houses are Pisces and Sagittarius? Those houses are getting activated. Everything in those houses are getting activated. So when we look at Dan's chart, he doesn't have anything in the 8th house. But he has the A5 and the A6. We won't go into what that is. But it's gone to the it's gone to the 6th house. When a lord of 6th, 8th, or 12th goes to the 6th, 8th, or 12th, it's called Viparita. What's that mean? Viparita. Yeah, we're gonna get rid of gains because that's a nice way to make it sound good.
The loss cancels out loss, like loss of loss.
Loss of loss. So his debts are going to the 6th house of problems. So the 8th lord is your debt collector. So the 8th lord going to the 6th house means that the debt collector has his own problems. Too many problems to bother him with. If the 12th lord, the person that wants to take from you, is in the 8th house, they're too busy losing their house to come and rob yours. So it works like this. It's not that we really gain as much as the issues of those houses, or the loss of that house is losing, and so it causes less issue to you.
It's like a double negative.
Like basically like a double negative. So that's a good thing with Rahu being 8th lord in the 6th house. Relatively. It's still a planet in the 6th house though. So 7, Mahadasha lord and Antardasha lord. Alright, so right now he is in a Mars Antardasha, is that correct? Mars shows our courage, sense of adventure, ability to be logical and know what is correct, to take initiative. North Node shows new areas of life to learn and perfect in this lifetime where we have little knowledge and experience, illusion, obsession, confusion. Mahadasha Lord Rahu, Antardasha Mars. Rahu Mars Dasha, this person can have an illusion to be physically strong. He is confused to take initiative and action. He will learn new things about his passion and will be obsessed about it. Well done! And you put that together. That's good job, Ravi.
Thank you.
The Rahu Mars conjunction is called Agni Stambana Yoga. Agni Stambana. Agni Stambana. Agni A-G-N-I Stambana. S-T-A-M-B-H-A-N-A. And stambana means blocked or stopped. Stambana, stopped. And Agni is the fire. Their fire's getting blocked. It's getting stopped. And if you look, you know, they have the illusion of being physically strong. It's like there's that strength, that Agni in them is being blocked. I'm confused to take initiative and action. That confusion, that the Agni is getting, you know, it's getting blocked. And what gives us that initiative and action? Agni, Mars. And it's getting stumbled. So well done.
When you talk about these yoga, it's for the dasha, the mahadasha, yeah, and antardasha. Yeah. Are those the same yogas that are going to present just in the chart? So like if Rahu and Mars were conjunct, it would be the same thing.
Yes. And I wish there was a book that just talked about those yogas, but there isn't. And because there's thousands and thousands of yogas.
And, Ian recommended something like the 300.
Yeah, B.D. Raman has a book called the 300 Most Important Yogas. But they're only the most important ones. According to him. You know? Yeah, exactly. All right. So then we got the Bhava Sambandha. Rahu is in the sixth house, has 5-9 Sambandha with the second house. This means Rahu works well together with Venus and Mars towards the same goal in life. So what that generally means is it works good to the same goal, and it means that the dash is going to give decent results. Whatever it's indicating, the results are going to be better off. 6-8 dasha, if they're 6-8, you know, and that's when somebody has legal problems or gets divorced, or, you know, 6-8 is where those planets are going to cause really good friction. 5-9, they're going to work together and get something done. Stage of life. Rahu is not yet described on page. Is not described on page. So we think Rahu does not have a natural dasha. It doesn't have a natural dasha, but it matures. It matures around 42. So Rahu is more in early life. Rahu is sensory overstimulation, and after 42 it matures. And Dan goes to bed on time. All right. But within this, we're not just looking at Rahu. We're looking at what stage of life is he in. How old is Dan? 26. Yeah. So which phase of life is he in? He's in
Venus.
So what we do with number 9 is we get that Dan is in Venus Mahada, is in the Venus time of life. What's he focused on in the Venus time of life?
Creativity.
Girlfriends, finding that right partner. So how's this dasha going to impact him in that search right now? Confusion around relationships, maybe.
Illusions
around relationships. What do confusions and illusions in relationship do? They make it tumultuous. So there's potential for tumultuous relationships during this time period. Now, if he was in Jupiter Mahadasha, in that Jupiter phase of life, how would we interpret it differently?
In a Jupiter phase?
If he was in a Jupiter phase instead of the Venus phase.
Like Jupiter Sagittarius.
Uh-huh.
And was in Rahu or was in Jupiter?
Same Dasha, but just if he was 36 instead.
Right.
He was obsessing with his intelligence. He would be obsessed about his intelligence.
More his role in life. What's he doing? What's the purpose of his life? He would if he was in a Jupiter time of life when this happened, he might have a tumultuous nature about work. What's he doing? What's the purpose? Is his house big enough?
Dharma, his role in life, where he belongs in society, maybe.
So you see, the dasha is going to come out different depending on the stage of life. So that's what this number 9 is representing. You know, if he was if he was 9 years old, how's his dasha going to come out? If he was 9,
maybe he would act out with teachers.
Acting out in teachers, maybe getting in trouble.
9 is Mars.
Okay, so you see the importance of
teachers, gurus, mentors.
Like that. So this is what number 9 is representing. Number 9 is getting us to say, let's make sure we interpret this according to where they are in their life right now. You got what's the intention there?
Rahu matures at 42, but it's still going to create Rahu things.
It's still going to create Rahu things in the different...
A little bit. Because you said that, like, it's overstimulation.
You know, I just brought up the 42 because I didn't get what they were doing there. And I'm like, no. This is how, you know, okay. This is what number 9 means. Okay. We're really fitting it into what stage of life they're in.
Okay.
Because, you know, a 9-year-old versus a 26-year-old versus a 36-year-old versus today, my first reading was a 61-year-old. You know, how I'm reading the chart for him is extremely different than how I'd read it for you. That same dasha that he's having, if you had, I would not interpret it the same at all. Because he's 61. You know, he's retired with a pension and his house paid off and he's got some investments that are coming in. And he's like, so what do I do with my life now? Extremely, you know, with you, we're looking at what kind of job are we going to put together and, okay, what kind of opportunities for work and career and relationship is this bringing? He's been married 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
28 years. It's rare to find, like, have that these days. But, and he did not have an easy wife either. He did not have an easy wife. And he stayed with her no matter what. So, they were both Buddhist practitioners, so the religion held them. You know, they had that the common thread of practice. All right, so we got number 9, right? So number 10, levels of dasha: Mahadasha, Rahu, Antardasha, Mars, Pratyantardasha, Moon. Rahu's bringing confusion, delusion, obsession. That's getting. Let's Ravi not get too specific. By this point, when we say Rahu, we're integrating everything from above. So there's some enemies that are causing confusions. There's some issues with debts and losses that are giving some problems. He's probably in school because of his age with a student loan that's getting interest out of hand, and he needs to do some cancellation, but he forgot to, so the loan is going berserk with interest. You know, so that's Rahu. That we want to before confusion, delusion, obsession. That was number 1. Simple interpretation. When we get to this level, you got to have the integrated interpretation at this level. You follow me? We're no longer just number 1 level, we're number 2, we're number 10 now. We got all this stuff that we've put together. And now we're getting more specific with it because, so Rahu is you know, it's increasing his 6th house, it's destroying his 8th house. Then Mars gives him a competitive nature. And we want to integrate what house that's into. Moon bring during the Pratyantardasha the ability to make decisions on the level of familiar love and emotional security. Sure. While connecting with emotional and heartfelt bounds. And if we wanted to make that moon a little more specific, what house is his moon in?
11.
So you want to integrate everything that we did before with the nature of the planet, its sthanastiti, its lordship. So it's the moon here is Lagna Lord in the 11th. So this Pratyantardasha, Dan says, woo, my finances, I gotta focus on making a little more money here. Maybe I should pick up some more hours, or, you know, so we wanna, so during this Pratyantardasha, he starts making decisions more about like, maybe I shouldn't do that anymore because it's not making me any money. I gotta focus on the gigs that pay me and not the gigs that are free right now. So we wanna at number 10, we gotta be integrating everything that we did before. All right, Graha Drishti. Rahu is in the 6th house, and it's looking at the 2nd. It's looking at 2nd from Aries 5th, Gemini 7th. Rahu sees all the bad deeds this person did in the past from the 9th house. Fortune, Rahu 6th house aspect. By the aspect of Rahu in the 6th house to Saturn in the 7th house, this person desires spiritual maturity through hard work to achieve his goals with sweat. Let's see. I gotta pull up his. So okay, in the seventh house. But what else? That it's not. It's Saturn in the seventh. So it's not just hard work. He's also looking for a girlfriend. It's seventh house, right? So Rahu wants a girlfriend. And does he want a younger girlfriend or does he want an older girlfriend? Does he want like a teeny bopper or does he want a mature woman?
Older.
He wants a woman that's mature. He's like, I need a serious woman in this dasha. Okay, we got that. Seventh house, aspecting that there. Venus in the second house. Venus and Mars, right? Person desire love and relationship, desire to protect everything that is precious to him. It's also finances. He's looking for a passionate life. He's looking for a community that's a very passionate, you know, second house is Katumbaka. It's your community. So he's looking to be part of a musical, you know, Venus, an artistic, expressive, passionate community.
Can Venus in the second mean that he's looking for like a girlfriend who fits well into his family and his family values? And
yes, it also means that. Also means he's looking at the fact that he's making money in Venus and spending it Mars as fast as each are coming in. All right. So, look at this Argula chart here.
Nice.
Oh, lovely.
But the good job so far, Ravi. There's, you know, the two issues, the one with the Lord, you did too many Lords, and then there's but it's good. Everybody enjoying going through this? Okay.
This
chart's
amazing.
The
chart's awesome. You did a really great job.
All right. So, wow. The Dashanas gives Argula 2. Okay, so you only got here.
Yeah, from here on.
Talk a little louder, Ravi. I could barely hear you.
Yeah, from here on we got stuck.
You got stuck? Why stuck?
We Argula is a bit difficult. We need some more explanation about that.
Listen to the recording.
We did already.
There's two, both of them. All right, but you see, you got to do it, and I'll correct it. Okay, so finish this, because this, you see that I mean it was with the big thing to correct here. With your Graha Drishti, like integrate all the houses. You know, make more stories. With your levels of dasha, I want it fully integrated by level 10. And we learned, we got what number 9 is indicating. Number 8, you did good. Number 7, you did good. Number 6, you did too much. So, you know, we limited that down. 5 was good. 4 was good. The rest is good. All right. So you ready, Pooja?
No, I'm not. I want to add, we were busy with, we were just so focused on dance chart that we didn't do that much of our rules.
All right. So we'll look at you guys, because of what we just did, I'll let you guys work on those two again, and then we can come back and look at that later. Okay? So I'll send you back to the drawing board. You can make the corrections and then keep going.
Okay, thank you.
All right. And let's see. Who went last? Who didn't go last week? We had who was the one that got to read a chart?
Dan read.
Dan read. Was that it? Wow. All right. Let's see. So, and Dan, whose chart did you read?
Pooja's.
Pooja's. All right. So, whose chart is Perul gonna read right now?
Sarah's
chart? All right.
I need you to put it up, though.
You don't have a copy of her chart?
I'm putting up Sarah's chart, or?
Yeah.
Please. If I need to do this, yes. Oh, God.
What page should it start on? This chapter? Let's see. Yep. All right. And Dasha is Venus. Ooh, Venus Dasha, an exalted Venus Dasha.
This is just good.
Let's see, and it's 15 after, and I want to try and get two charts in, so I want to try and see how fast. I want one sentences. I want quick. Quickness, quick processing. You ready, Parvati? Parul, you with us?
I'm here. I thought I was on. Sorry. I'll do my best.
All right.
Okay, so we have Venus.
And we're going right through the numbers. Right through the numbers.
We have, just like Venus and Mercury. So I guess inherent qualities of Venus, beauty, relationship, creativity, love, comfort, desires.
Okay, let's go. Number two.
Okay. Wait, let me get to the place where it's like on in the book where so I can
301.
Okay. Okay, modified by placement, so it's in the fourth house in Pisces, or in the fourth house. So maybe beautifying her home, feeling comfortable at home is gonna be important to her. You know, having a partner, a relationship at home is probably going to be important to her.
Home is important. Next.
Okay. Strength is exalted. So it's going to be very important. Practice exercise. House lordship. So Venus owns the 11th and the 6th. So focus on health, focus on work, focus on maybe repaying her debts, focus on expanding her network circles, focus on expanding her friendships, maybe doing some sort of business, network marketing business, gains from friends and the public as well. So keep going.
Yep.
Maha Dasha Lord and Antara Dasha Lord. Mm-hmm. So Mercury is 12th from Venus.
First is just the yoga. What is the nature of those two planets together?
They're friends.
They're friends, and what does Venus and Mercury? If you got Venus and Mercury in a room together, what are they up to?
Probably talking a lot, communicating a lot about like marketing. I keep wanting to come back to marketing, some sort of network marketing about, like, I don't know, something to do with women, I guess, or women's issues, or women's, yeah. I don't know. Is that wrong? Am I on the wrong track?
No. Women's issue, women's marketing. Venus, Mercury are super creative. They're artistic, they're designing. There's a lot of expression with Venus, Mercury. And she just entered this Venus, Mercury, too. She was running Venus and Venus, Saturn. So let's just real fast compare what was she up to with Venus Saturn and what's she entering now with Venus Mercury?
In Venus Saturn, obviously she was more concerned with her career, and in Venus Mercury, she's gonna probably be more interested in doing something that's self-generated, like from her own efforts, from her own inspiration, from her own source, to express herself in the world. Mercury owns the seventh house and the 10th house, so, you know, maybe some sort of a partner that she can create some sort of a career, or, you know, along the same lines as her interest in work, because it's the seventh and the 10th house lord.
Okay. Bhava Sambandha now.
So it's the 12-2. So I guess it might cause some losses because Mercury's 12 from the Mahadasha Lord. And I guess but wouldn't Venus make up for that because it's second from Mercury, and so it actually would give, like, you know, support?
The big thing is there's going to be some friction. The dasha isn't going to be all smooth. It's 212,
okay.
So there's going to be some conflict between the various desires.
Okay. Stage of life, how old is she? I don't know. Her age,
1980, she was born.
So 37. So Jupiter. So yeah, it would be along the lines still of, like, maybe feeling like she needs to learn more in order to apply it to what she's trying to create in the world. Still, like, she still has some yearning for higher knowledge and growth because it's in the ninth house.
What do you? No, we don't. We're not bringing in Jupiter that way. She's in the She's in the Jupiter phase of life.
Yeah.
What's important in the Jupiter phase of life?
Knowledge, growth. Learning more, expanding.
The Jupiter phase of we're not. That's a Jupiter Mahadasha. We're talking about the Jupiter stage of life.